Welcome back to Secrets of Stand-Up. I'm Rich Williams. I'm going to tell you everything I know as a professional comedian so that you can get better at being a comedian, whether you're starting out or headlining arenas. Hopefully more big-time headliners will watch this because everybody can improve. It's a constant growth, like my hat game. I hate talking in internet slang, but remember my hat from yesterday, the flipped-up American flag? Yeah. It's like the first joke you write on a subject. Sometimes you have to push through that so you can get to a real hat that makes you look good, makes you look sturdy, makes the audience like you more. I've always found that for me, and probably for you, jokes are way easier than premises. If you give me a good premise, I can bang out jokes, boom, 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 boom. The reason why a premise is more difficult is because, as I've said in many of these videos, you can write about anything in the world. And so you're oftentimes left not knowing what to write about. So here's a fun little game you can play with some caveats. One of the funniest comics I know is Gary Gulman. His writing is next level as far as I'm concerned. So back in the day, he was dating another comic, who I was friends with as well. She and I had a falling out, so I'm not going to bring up names. But they used to do this writing exercise or a game that they would play. They would write out topics, put it in a bowl, and then each of them would pull out the topic, and then they would riff on it, and they would come up with jokes. What was great about it is they were trying to one-up each other. So it brought out that competitive spirit and also trying to make each other laugh. One of the examples, I think, was Easter, and Gary came up with a joke, and I'm going to butcher this. This is probably like 15 years ago, but Easter is an awesome holiday, unless you're a chicken. And then you're like, why have they hid my babies all over the yard? Find a friend or two who's comics, and sit down and do these types of exercises together. The caveat to that being, you have to set ground rules in a writing session with other comics. Who's going to get ownership of the joke? What I would always do is, if you had the premise, you get my jokes, and vice versa. Just try to be fair about it. And before you leave that writing session, make sure that everybody is on the same page about who gets what bit, and, you know, if you added a lot to it, but it's their bit, it's their bit. And don't claim ownership of it afterwards. The problem I always had when I would sit down and write with other comics is I didn't have a lot of premises. But I was so good at jokes that I would do it, and then I would come away with nothing except for a fun time sitting at a coffee shop and going through jokes. I ran across this game. This is what made me think about this. There's a game, it's like a board game or like Cards Against Humanity. It's called Venns with Benefits. And so it's a Venn diagram, and it has the two different circles and where they meet in the middle. And then I guess you put cards down. The one I'm showing as an example says cats and nipples. Amusing until they're too hairy. My grandma had two. So that's what cats and nipples have in common. If I were to play this just by myself as a writing exercise, it would help me in making analogies. You know, cats are like nipples. My grandma has two and they're very hairy. All right, let's look at another one. Toast and my grandfather, unusually brittle. They should have hired me to punch up that example they use. But do you see what I'm talking about? Flip-flops and divorce, really popular with my dad. You just take it, and instead of playing the game like this, oh, Bingo's coming in. Come on in, Bings. We're recording another wonderful video. Instead of playing it like this, you get the two cards, and you go divorce and flip-flops. Divorce is like flip-flops. My dad loves it, or loves them. You understand? I feel like I over-explain, and then I say, do you know what I mean? Do you understand? You get it. Try that out. Write out some premises and give them to your friend, and then have them do the same for you. That's the way I would write with someone at this point. I would say, give me a bunch of premises, and I'll write up jokes for those, and those would be my jokes, and I'll give you a bunch of premises, and you come up with jokes for that, and they'll be your jokes, and we'll punch them up together. I like writing alone, although I find most of my jokes come from talking with other people, whether it's on the phone, that's what I prefer, on the phone or in person, or via Facebook Messenger or text or whatever, because I'm trying to show off. I'm trying to impress the other person and make them laugh. That's how my mind operates, because I want people to like me, and I want the gold star at the end of it. I want a trophy. Figure out a way that you can do this either by yourself or with someone else. The Venn diagram for sex. Thanks for watching. I make a video every single day, 7 days a week, 100 videos in 100 days. They drop at 11 in the morning, Eastern time, and I appreciate all of you. I really do. This channel has given me so much purpose. All the different problems that I have in the day, they just melt away when I'm doing this. It's amazing. And you can find that in comedy. Make it your purpose. Set a goal. And the little things that bother you, they seem insignificant. Have a great day.